Yeah, obviously, we're eagerly anticipating it. I think maybe get the toughest draw. We could have maybe go up with the teams, no disrespect to our teams, but just find them a wee bit more about them as we go along. Even since the draw, we managed to find a bit more about them. But you know, they finished the season really strong. They've obviously a decent team. They've qualified for their European qualification over the last few years, you know, we'll get to learn a lot more about them as we go along in the course of the next couple of days. But, you know, I think that we've the importance of making sure that we're ready both for ourselves and what we need to know about them before the game comes along. No, I think that naturally we don't know too much about them, and, you know, a lot of the, well, you could probably name some of the players that would, where's Macedonia? But, you know, we know it's going to be pretty hot down there. It'll be it's a wee bit of a journey, but you know, it's what it's about. It's why we want to be in European football, to play against different opposition, different styles and cultures and all the rest of it. So it's part of the experience. So you know, the players are looking forward to the game. The first leg being away from home, as it stands as we speak now, and I think that's. That's fine as well. So we start to make plans and adjust our schedule as we go along now. It's just a consequence of when your team's doing well. I think it's the same for like our national players, players at top level who have to play, the demands on them are far greater, you know, but you know, we'd rather be in it. You know, I don't want to bleat too much about the short break or anything like that. You know, I think we are asking a lot of our players, and I think it is wrong, but the seasons just seem to roll into one now. But you know, that doesn't take away from the fact that we're all eagerly anticipating it. We want to enjoy it as much as we did last year. Hopefully we get some sort of some good performances as we go along. But first things first, we've got a tough match to deal with, and we've got to make sure we're ready.
Will it be a problem to watch the Macedonian side before the tie?
No, they've already played a couple of pre-season friendlies. You know, we've watched, well, not watched them in depth, but the staff are watching as we speak now, the 15th of June, the 19th of June there. So in that sense, they're ahead of us in terms of game. We had a closed door game yesterday. We'll get their schedule and try and get over to watch them before we play them. It's not always easy, but someone from the club will go over and make sure that we try and watch them firsthand. But we have all the games from last season, and they played right up until the 24th of May as well. So there's plenty there to catch up on and get more familiar with the team.
Although they are an unknown quantity, continental sides, you know what to expect in general, don't you? Fitness, organisation, skill.
Yeah, we've watched bits and pieces of them already. You know, they're certainly, my first impressions are a team that want to play. They've got good technical players. They've got the majority of their team are made up of Macedonians, but we've got a couple of Brazilians in there and other different nationalities. But, you know, I think we expect a tough match. I think they're ranked 363 in the world, we're 285, so not a great deal of difference when whoever's judging that, you know. So it's, and I'm sure they won't know too much about us as well. So it's a tough match, but like everything, we have confidence in ourselves. We've got confidence that we'll be ready. We've got confidence that we'll be ready physically, tactically once we get to know them, and that we've got the ability and the confidence to hopefully get through the tie.